Good evening, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjeet Kaur with the news at 9. The headlines. Conflict in West Asia deepens as US submarine sinks Iranian warship in Indian Ocean. Around 78 sailors rescued, over 100 still missing. External Affairs Ministry sets up control room to assist safety measures and potential evacuations of Indians amid West Asia crisis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold meeting with President of Finland Alexander Stubb in New Delhi tomorrow to strengthen trade relations. Holi celebrated with fervour and great enthusiasm across the country. And in Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa set target of 170 runs against New Zealand in semi-final clash at Kolkata. And now the details. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the Basij and Internal Security Command centers in Tehran belonging to the Iranian regime. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today claimed that a torpedo from a U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. In a Pentagon briefing today, Hegseth said that the last night's strike on an Iranian warship was the first such strike on an enemy since World War II. Sri Lankan authorities earlier today said 78 crew members were rescued and several bodies were recovered from the ocean. The wounded were taken ashore for medical treatment. Sources from Sri Lanka's Navy and Defence Ministry added that at least 101 sailors were missing, though official tallies vary as rescue efforts continue. We have a report.
Marking a major escalation of the conflict at sea, the strike on the Iranian warship IRIS Dana off Sri Lanka's southern coast by a US submarine today has taken the Middle Eastern conflict beyond Persian Gulf. The incident occurred about 40 nautical miles south of Galle as the ship was returning to Iran after taking part in the International Fleet Review in Vishakhapatnam. Sri Lankan authorities deployed ships and aircrafts for rescue operations in the Indian Ocean. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
Speaking about the deadly strike on the girls' school in Tehran, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said the Pentagon is investigating the issue. The Iranian officials claim the attack killed at least 153 people, including many children. Speaking in response to a question, Hegseth stated that the U.S. does not target civilian sites and emphasized that an investigation is underway to determine what happened.
All I can say is that we're investigating that. We, of course, never target civilian targets, but we're taking a look and investigating that.
On the other hand, the commander of United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, has said that the U.S. will not stop and Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly. Briefing an Operation Epic Fury, the U.S. commander said that in less than 100 hours of this operation, U.S. has already struck nearly 2,000 targets with more than 2,000 munitions. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that Iranian soldiers who operated air defense systems against Air Force aircraft have been neutralized. Meanwhile, Iranian state television reported today, mourning ceremony for Khamenei has been postponed and would be held later. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activities News Agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reported killed in Iran since 28th of February. The Israeli Air Force has informed that it again began attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. Israel's Defense Minister, Israel Katz, also warned today that whoever is chosen as Iran's next supreme leader would be considered a target for elimination. Meanwhile, United Kingdom and France are deploying warship and air defense assets in Cyprus after it was attacked during the ongoing conflict between Iran and joint US-Israeli forces in West Asia. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has said that there has been no evidence of Iran building a nuclear bomb. In a social media post, Mr. Grossi also said that Iran's large stockpile of near-weapons-grade enriched uranium and refusal to grant inspectors full access are cause for serious concern. Meanwhile, in view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at toll-free number 1-800-118-797 or via 011-2301-2113, 011-2301-4104. In addition, Indian embassies in the conflict region have set up 24/7 emergency helplines to assist in coordinating safety measures and potential evacuations. Air India has announced that they will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Air India informed that from tomorrow to 11th of this month, they will operate 3 additional flights between Delhi and Toronto. The flights carrier also noted that they have added 3 flights between Delhi and Frankfurt and 1 flight between Delhi and Paris from 7th to 10th of this month. Air India noted that these additional services will provide more flight options to travellers on these select routes with convenient connections beyond Delhi to destinations across India and Southeast Asia. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney today said that the ongoing conflict in the Middle East was a failure of the international order and the United States had not consulted its allies before striking Iran. US and Israeli forces launched strikes against Iran on Saturday after negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. The war has since spread beyond Iran's borders, with Iranian attacks hitting Gulf states including Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates and Qatar, as well as US embassies in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, prompting Washington to close diplomatic missions across the region. Global crude oil prices gained today as the West Asia conflict entered its fifth day, raising fears of supply constraints. Brent crude was trading over 1.5% higher at $82.65 per barrel, and WTI crude was trading 0.8% up at $75.16 per barrel when reports last came in. Benchmark equity indices extended their bearish run today, with the Sensex and the Nifty plunging around 1.5% today. We have a report.
The Sensex nosedived 1,123 points to close at 79,116, while the Nifty plummeted 385 points to settle at 24,481. As escalating tensions in West Asia entered their fifth day, investor sentiment weakened, triggering broad-based selling across the markets. In the forex market today, the rupee depreciated by 67 paise to close at its lowest level of 92 rupees and 14 paise against the US dollar. Rajesh Lake for Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions tomorrow on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Welcoming President of Finland, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looks forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. We have more details from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions tomorrow on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. The Prime Minister will host a lunch in the honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Stubb will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on President Stubb. The President of Finland will be on a two-day visit to Mumbai from Friday, where he will meet the Governor and Chief Minister of Maharashtra. He will interact with the Indian business leaders and attend an India-Finland business event. He will also address the students at the University of Mumbai. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that Myanmar lies at the confluence of India's three key foreign policy priorities, which are Neighbourhood First, Act East and Mahasagar, including the Indo-Pacific. On the occasion of inauguration of the Sarso Bakeman Literary Centre building, Dr. Jaishankar said that the centre is a symbol of India's close bilateral ties. The minister said that the Sarso Bakeman Centre will support the conservation and study of classical and folk literatures of Myanmar. He added that the centre will also make Myanmar's heritage accessible to the newer generations and to wider audiences. Holi, the festival of colours, is being celebrated with great fervour across the country. In Gujarat, the festival was celebrated with immense enthusiasm and joy. We have a report on this from our correspondent.
The vibrant spirit of Rangotsav swept through the state as people of all ages gathered to play with colours, Abil and Gulal. A major spiritual highlight was witnessed at the Sandipani Hari Mandir in Porbandar, where the Phool Dol Mahotsav featured soulful Holi Ki Rasiya performances, immersing the temple in the traditional colours of Braj. In the tribal district of Dang, the local community observed the age-old tradition of Phag on the occasion of Holi. To ensure a safe and peaceful celebration across all the districts, the state administration had put in place all the elaborate security arrangements. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The Festival of Colours was celebrated in Uttarakhand with much fanfare and harmony. The cultural diversity of the state in celebrating Holi was visible, with the highlight being the Holi celebration at the ancient Gopinath Temple.
Holi was celebrated across Uttarakhand today with great enthusiasm, traditional customs and communal harmony. Collective Holi Milans programs were organized in Dehradun, Haridwar, Nainital, Udham Singh Nagar and other districts. At a program held at Lok Bhavan in Dehradun, Governor Lieutenant General Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami extended their greetings to the people of the state. The traditional Kumauni Holi festivals were witnessed in Almora, Pithoragarh and Champawat, where people danced to the beats of dhol and damru. A historic Holi celebration was held at the ancient Gopinath Temple in Gopeshwar, Chamoli, while towns and villages in Uttarkashi and Tehri were also immersed in vibrant celebrations. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
In Punjab, the traditional festival of the Sikhs, Hola Mahalla, was also celebrated today at the Takht Shri Keshgarh Sahib in Sri Anandpur Sahib. A large number of devotees reached at the Takht and participated in the celebrations. Our correspondent brings the details.
Sri Anandpur Sahib is the birthplace of Khalsa Panth, where the Hola Mahalla is celebrated every year with religious fervor and gaiety. The holy city was soaked in Khalsai colors on the concluding day of the Hola Mahalla today. Various Nihang Singh organizations riding on elephants and horses decorated the Mahalla as per the ancient tradition and culture and took out processions. They showered gulal and flowers on each other and devotees. Meanwhile, a traditional Nagar Kirtan led by Panch Pyaras was also organized from Sri Akal Takht Sahib in Amritsar. This tradition is going on since the time of Maharaja Ranjit Singh Ji. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In cricket, South Africa set a target of 170 runs against New Zealand. While chasing the target, New Zealand were 42 for no loss in 4 overs in the first semi-final clash of ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. South Africa scored 169, losing 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Conflict in West Asia deepens as U.S. submarine sinks Iranian warship in Indian Ocean. Around 78 sailors rescued, over 100 still missing. External Affairs Ministry sets up control room to assist safety measures and potential evacuations of Indians amid West Asia crisis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold meeting with President of Finland Alexander Stubb in New Delhi tomorrow to strengthen trade relations. Holi celebrated with fervour and great enthusiasm across the country, and in Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa set target of 170 runs against New Zealand in semi-final clash at Kolkata. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.